A snapshot of a Science Center brochure highlighting offerings for scouts shows a number of courses for boys and just a single one for girls. It turns out a closer look at the pamphlet reveals more extensive offerings for girls, and the pamphlet also fails to mention that all courses are open to both boy and girl scouts. Stakeholders in the controversy are putting a positive spin on the flap, calling it an opportunity and a conversation starter.
We welcome that discussion about girls in STEM because it's something that we've been a leader in for about 10 years now.
Linda Ortenzo is Director of Science, Technology, Engineering, and Math, or STEM programming, at the Center. She's quick to point out that the Center provides an array of STEM offerings for girls, but has had a difficult time getting Girl Scout troops to sign up for science courses. Ortenzo says the name of the singular Girl Scout course, Science with a Sparkle, is research-based and meant to draw girls in.
There's a lot of very robust chemistry content in the program itself. We allowed girls to pick a name, and what they picked was that name among a list. And that was the one that girls wanted to participate in, and so it was really the hook.
Sherry Ferris gets that the course is meant to hook girls. The South Hills resident is a mother of four, including three math and science inclined girls. She says she learned about the incident via Facebook and says the brochure is out of date.
Our wording needs to change. How we present things to our children needs to change. How teachers present things to the children needs to change. How troop leaders present things to the children needs to change. They always assume that it's science. Boys are only going to like it. It's sparkle. Girls are only going to like it. But that's not true anymore.
Ferris thinks indignation over girls and STEM programming has been simmering for a while, and the brochure was a catalyst for some of that anger.
I believe it's gender-based on one hand and math and science gender-based on the other. So I think it was just both of those things mixed together, thrown into a pot and boiled over.
The Girl Scouts of Western Pennsylvania are turning the outrage into opportunity.
This conversation, my phone was ringing off the hook with people wanting to partner with us that, you know, frankly, we were having maybe a hard time getting a connection with before.
That's Melissa Cooper, Regional Vice President with Girl Scouts of Western Pennsylvania. She says the organization does a lot to engage girls in STEM fields.
When you're talking about, you know, learning and connecting and discovering, I think STEM is part of Girl Scouts.
But while Cooper says the Girl Scouts offer plenty of diverse programming,
from a female perspective, I think we could always do more.
Doing more is key, according to Lisa Abel Palmieri, Director of Learning Innovation and Technology at the Ellis School, an all-girls school in Shadyside. At Ellis, STEM extracurriculars are highly popular. She says the school gets girls invested in STEM by putting the subjects in a wider context.
Being a scientist, it's not about numbers or percentages. It's about people. And that learning science and STEM affects their lives and changes other people's lives.
She believes part of the reason the incident sparked so much resentment was the girliness of the course title.
Some may say that we shouldn't have to have those interventions for girls to get and women to get an equal seat at the table.
Abel Palmieri says Ellis does not feminize its classes. Instead, the school makes sure girls start learning science early. Teachers begin instruction in computer science and engineering in elementary school.
Girls start to do coding and use robotics as young as age 3. So we're engaging them early and we're engaging them often. But what we're doing is we're making it about context and about story.
Science should be a part of girls' lives as much as any other discipline or activity, says Abel Palmieri and others. And the Science Center's Linda Ortenzo says the next brochure will have more programming for Girl Scouts. I'm Larkin Page Jacobs, 90.5 WESA News.